My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know what I'm missing right now? And I think as we sort of look to the second half of 2024 and what's ahead as the Giants embark on this really important week and a half. And it's also, let's see, what's today? July 19th. What do we have? About 2.5 weeks till Lauri Markkanen Day.
Yep.
Okay. And camp is opening next week. We're going to go down there and see the 49ers. You got Ayuk drama. You and I were in the other room talking before the show about the Niners are such a show right now. There's so much attention around the 49ers, from the national Brock Purdy debate to now this Ayuk thing, to having all the good players at all the positions, to all the Super Bowls and NFC title games and all the near misses, and the traveling fan base better than any fan base in America. Add all those things together, and I'm looking at this year, this now coming year, and I just had this feeling go through my belly of like, good God, those games are going to be an event. I don't care. And I mean home and road. A 49er game is almost going to feel like, only one time in my life have I been to a Packer game at Lambeau Field.
Whoop.
Thank you. It was because of Tony Bruno, by the way. Packers Eagles, the opener in 2000 something, and Brett Favre era. And we go there, and just to give everybody, like, I hope everyone knows it's not a joke. When people go, boy, the town shuts down during a Packer game. No. The town shuts down during a Packer game. The grocery store is closed.
Closed.
The town is closed. During a Packer game, you can't do anything. And obviously San Francisco and Santa Clara and everywhere in between are not going to close, but there's going to be almost that kind of an emotional feel around 49er games this year. And I'm craving that with the Warriors not going to the playoffs and the Giants uncorking another it feels like it has been some time since the intensity muscle has been flexed in Bay Area sports.
The juice.
Yes.
That feeling of like, oh my God, it's must watch and it's all eyes on this. And I just did the math and we are 7 weeks and 3 days away, Mark. 7 weeks and 3 days away from scat-da-da-da. The Jets come to town Monday Night Football, September 9th. Down at Levi's.
We'll be there.
We'll be broadcasting nearby.
Matt will be there.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
We got to make sure we speak that into existence.
We will be there.
7 weeks and 3 days. So 52 days from now, which feels like a lot, but it also feels like nothing at all.
Feels like nothing.
Right.
That's when you say that number, and when Scott Hansen goes on Twitter and he's like, 6 Sundays to go. I'm just like, oh God, that's real close.
It is real close. And the first preseason game, which doesn't have the same juice, but that is 3 weeks from tomorrow. So as we start to think about football and football being back in 3 weeks from tomorrow, They're at Tennessee for the first preseason game.
You're talking about the Niners. Like, correct. There will be preseason game in a week and a half, right?
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hall of Fame situation? The Hall of Fame,
yeah. Yeah. Which, bet the under, and you guys can go ahead and fade the Dibber, and I'll have my lock of the day later today because I'm running so cold that these guys are fading me and they're winning money.
Last time you said bet the under, the overhit.
Which was thanks to your guy.
Logan Webb.
Yeah.
And Shohei Ohtani. Don't forget him.
Yeah. Well, you expect him to go deep.
Well, he didn't have to do it with two runners on base.
Jaren Duran.
Household name now.
Yeah. Where'd you get that at, Lucas? Because I did look up Lucy Burge, and she said it was at plus 4,500.
I mean, every book has these MVP odds of something different.
What did you have it at?
I'm guessing it was between 70 and 100 to 1.
Well, that's terrible odds, isn't it? Or am I doing it wrong?
No, that's great odds. That means you bet a buck and you win 70.
But so
100 wins you $7,000.
Yes.
Oh, so she's saying she got it at plus 4,500 and you got it at plus 7,000?
It's all different from books.
All right.
Also, Dibs, you teased giving us a lock yesterday and we missed out.
Well, there was no event yesterday. I was
going to give us a summer league lock.
Yeah, but
why'd you tease then?
I didn't pay off the tease. Unfortunately,
I might owe us two something. Today. That'd be like a W.
I'll get you two today.
Was it a
WNBA's at the break too?
They are.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because you get the
Why
Olympics
does everybody
coming up.
Get? Then do it then. The break is now.
The break is now.
Okay. Yeah.
And the big news of the WNBA: Caitlin Clark opts out of the 3-point contest
after setting the single game assist record.
Why
is that a loss?
Why'd she do that? Why?
I don't know.
And why did you do the Steiny thing?
I don't know.
We got enough people doing that on their show. If you notice that Evan Giddings can't stop doing it now, he comes on the air and it doesn't matter what sentence he says, he finishes it with that. I'm like, okay, enough. You don't have to say it after like, hey guys, I got to go to the restroom. Like it doesn't. There's a certain thing that he's doing
it
that.
Funny.
It's very much an I told you so. Or I'm poke, I'm poking at
completely.
You.
Yay!
We don't just use it because you're like, so I think the Giants will win 7 out of the next 11.
But
no,
we all
seems
do
like
that.
It got under your skin.
Yeah.
That's a 4.
It got under my skin because you did it. You don't work on Steiny and Goo.
But we all kind of assimilate each other's material, here and there as we all.
What is that?
It's an assimilation sensation.
Okay, thank you.
Is what it is.
I'm going to make you pay for this crap.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll give you the guru sniff.
Do a guru
sniff. That's right.
Sniff.
You know, that's guru's version of the
Let's go!
He'll hit you with the
sorry.
Sniff.
Yeah. While we're just
8
doing
it. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's right. I want to go back to the playoffs! That's my butcher.
I'm tired of getting pushed around!
Anyway.
Should I say hi to exotic dancers at 8 in the morning? Should we do that in a half hour?
Exactly. All the people getting off the off the night shift, the graveyard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should do that.
All right.
7 weeks and 2 days, Mark.
What's
or three days.
What's in 7 weeks and 2 days?
Scott, Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's
Niners
the Niner
Jets. Because you were talking about how this year is going to be like every game is going to feel like a show.
Oh, God.
And that Monday night opener, Aaron Rodgers at Levi's.
Dude, it's
Monday Night Football.
I can't even contain myself. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Ugh.
Then you go to Minnesota. Then you've got, that was crazy on the road, Kelly Stafford and her husband who may or may not play.
They're going to be good now. The Rams are going to play.
You got the Belichick-less Patriots coming to town. And even though that's going to be...
That's a win for me, dog.
Yeah, and then Arizona comes in. Those are lower wattage games, but still, this Niner show... And maybe it's because I'm all wrapped up in Receiver, the documentary on Netflix, but Debo and Kittle, I can't wait to watch these guys get out there. I need more Kittle and Debo on the mic.
Like, okay, I have to stop and think about this statement before I make it.
Just make it recklessly.
Well, I'm feeling this, but I have to check and make sure that it's not just because of my own emotions about the team. Let me maneuver through. Okay, but are the Niners the greatest show in sports right now?
The greatest show in sports.
The greatest show in sports. Is it the 49ers?
Well, you would...
There's obviously nothing in baseball. Like, no.
Well, the Dodgers and Yankees are good shows. with Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
And I know that that's hard for you to even allow into your brain a possible candidate.
No, they are.
That's a good show.
They're the two best shows. And when they played on Sunday Night Baseball a few weeks ago, it was like, oh, this works. I get it.
All-star game.
I can feel that, but it's baseball.
Maybe if Ohtani was pitching, that would rise to the level.
Maybe, but is Ohtani facing Judge? That's fun for a moment. But a Dodger-Yankee game also has a bunch of at-bats from, like, Gavin Lux. Like, whatever. You know, a 49er game, it's football versus baseball.
Are you saying this because you got the behind-the-scenes look in Receiver, because you know the characters so well? Because
no.
I would vote the best show in football still, and will remain so, is Patrick Mahomes.
Week 7 at Levi's.
Yeah, but that's, you're making that a player. I'm making it a team. I don't think the Chiefs are all that interesting outside of Patrick Mahomes. Like,
fair.
The only other thing that the average fan knows about the Chiefs is Travis and Taylor. I like, people couldn't even name receivers on that team anymore. They're like, there's some good defensive players, but there's nobody. Like, who else? Kelce, Mahomes, who else is even marketable?
Speaking of
on the
show,
Chiefs?
They got Hollywood.
What?
Hollywood Brown.
Oh, well, sure. Sure. Okay, we'll see how that plays. We'll see. But I like, to me, that's a player versus a team. The 49ers, and again, I'm checking myself because it's our team. It's the team we cover all
and
of
local
that.
Local bias.
Sure, but there's also data that would suggest attendance data, home, road.
Road fan data that you talked about, like
yeah.
The best road team. And even if you want to just take it outside of football and, you know, director of sports Lucas Alexander mentioning the Travis and Taylor effect. And I think that's why Kansas City would rise maybe to the top among casual fans, non-football fans. But even Christian McCaffrey with his now bride, Olivia Culpo, who is a Instagram star of her own, George Kittle and Debo, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. There are a number of, you know, Nick Bosa. There are a number of other factors on this team that make them popular beyond just football.
Correct. I mean, what if I like, right now everyone's talking about the Receiver doc on Netflix. You think it's an accident that they're like, let's take two 49ers. Like, we have five players, two of them, 40% of the show, 49ers. In fact, we're going to call it Receiver, and we're going to make one of our five receivers not a receiver.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? Why would we do that?
Because he is mic'd up gold.
Because he's phenomenal and he's a damn show.
I will also say that a big part of entertainment in terms of fans buying in is storyline. And the fact
yes.
that the Niners are trying to get the monkey off the back, all that NFC Championship game for the last 5 years, they're right there, can't knock through the door.
I think that's a great point. Like, there's like the 49ers, and here's where I'm going to date myself for the 18th time this week. The 49ers right now are what Ross and Rachel was to Friends. It's like the whole show was about, can they just get back together? The angst that's like, oh, the Niners and the Super Bowl are Ross and Rachel. Can the two of you just get together finally? Will you kiss? Will you please get married? And the whole show is finding ways to keep them apart. And that's what the Niners have been in the whole Kyle Shanahan era. We're finding ways. We're like, here we are. Oops, we don't know the overtime rules. Like, finding weird ways.
They were on a break, Willard.
Very good.
A great reference.
Very good. Yeah, the Niners in the Super Bowl are on a break. I mean,
they are on a break.
That's a huge piece of this puzzle.
Well, I thought we were on a break and stuff, and so I decided to kiss this girl in a bar and stuff, and you know, she came at me and stuff, and so we just made out and stuff.
Possibly.
And I took her home and stuff, and then Rachel found out and stuff, and I was a little disappointed and stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'd go to that press conference. Yeah, like...
The only difference for me is I root against Ross with all my heart.
Why?
He is annoying.
Well...
Ranked number 6 on my friends' rankings. For sure.
Oh, okay.
Chandler, who dissed me and I got chewed out on the radio about 10 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He got mad at you.
Matthew Perry blew me up live.
Yeah.
And so...
I have never had any interactions whatsoever with any friends people, except for I do think one time I was 78% sure that David Schwimmer walked by. But I was only 78% right. Sure. I'm like, was that David Schwimmer? Whatever. Let's
that's
get
LA,
back,
though.
Back to the meal.
That's
yeah,
LA for
totally.
You.
Totally. Yeah, no interactions with any of those people.
Are they the best show in sports? That's an interesting question.
Are they? Like, definitively, you know, you brought up Dodgers, Yankees. Is there anything in the NBA right now?
I was thinking about it, and like Boston, that was great, and they are probably still the best team, but are they a great show per se? Like, LA with LeBron is always going to be a big show, and yeah. If Bronny makes the team, that and when he makes the team, and when he plays with Dad... That'll be a big show for a day.
For a day.
And then he's back to the G League, and eventually he's off to Turkey to come off the bench for some team in Turkey because he's not good enough to even play in the G League. But other NBA shows, I think the Warriors, they're still a good show, but they're not the same show that they were.
Yeah, but it's interesting. A lot of, like, Lucas even just whispered, what about Anthony Edwards? What about Ant? Like, I would argue, and this is just for me, I'm not necessarily talking about any individuals. Like, you could give me individuals who are the best shows in sports. And I feel that. Like, if you want to bring up a Mahomes, I don't know where you'd go in the NBA. Some may say Ant, some may say Giannis. I don't know. Where would you go in the NBA? If one individual that you want to watch play. Steph is still on the list, is he not?
Yes, yeah. And so is Jokic.
Jokic, but, well, yeah.
No, I mean,
Luka.
He's one, yeah. Luka. Luka's a good one to watch. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Val Bader.
But,
yeah, Luka's also got a lot of David Schwimmer in him.
For sure.
It annoys the hell out of you.
No doubt.
Okay.
Unlikability.
Baseball.
Both whine way too much.
Yeah, Shohei.
Ross and Luka.
But Ross, that means he's a good actor. He's doing that on purpose.
But his character. It's like, dude, you're going out with Jennifer Aniston,
right.
Rachel.
Right.
What do you have to cry about constantly?
That's his character.
I hate his character.
That's fine. That means he's doing a good job.
That's why he was ranked number 6 on my friend's power rankings anyway.
But okay, other individuals. Shohei. You brought up, what if Shohei was pitching again and he was facing Aaron Judge? Good God, yeah. Yeah, but like, is there a team? Is there a team out there in pro sports right now? Because, yeah, by the way, let's bring up Caitlin Clark. I mean, based on ratings and the way things are being driven right now, she is as big of a show as there is in sports. If we want to go, but I'm not.
Individuals.
Indiana
Name another fever exactly. Like, name another fever, I dare you.
Tell me right now if there's a better show in sports, the whole package and picture, than the 49ers. The longer I think about this, I think the answer is no.
Yeah,
I think the answer is no.
The networks would agree with you because they have 6 primetime games.
Exactly.
6 of the 17 are primetime.
Is there anyone else in the NFL that rivals this?
The Chiefs. And I think
I don't think ratings, like, again, Mahomes, yes.
Well, Mahomes and the fact they're going for 3 in a row.
Okay.
And, you know, Travis Kelce and his super, super famous girlfriend. Those are all big factors.
They are.
And more fans have come to the NFL because of that than ever before. And you've got Andy Reid, who is an iconic head coach, and you know, all the rest of the cast of characters doesn't really matter. Those are some big names up top.
No doubt.
Patrick, Travis, Taylor, and Andy.
I do think that the Chiefs might outdo the 49ers on like social media imprints among teens. Honestly.
Well, for sure.
My 15-year-old daughter can tell you everything about everything that's going on with all those people. You know, I told you last year, she's all in. She came into my room one time and she's like, "Dad, do you know about Braxton Berrios?" And I go, "What? Braxton Berrios?" I go, "You mean the fourth receiver on the Dolphins?" I go, "Honey, we got a lot of Dolphins receivers that I'm going to think about before we get to Braxton Berrios. What the heck is it? Why are you asking me that?" "Well, he's dating this girl on TikTok." He's dating an influencer, Dad. She's got 8 million followers on TikTok. Okay, great. What?
Her name's Alex Earl.
There you go. And Lucas, of course.
I do have a team to throw at you, though.
Why does she have two first names and neither of them are girls' names? What's happening?
Neither of them are spelled correctly.
Anyway, go ahead.
Another team that'll be fun this year, probably not on the same level as the Niners, but the Ravens will be really fun. They added Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, always a great show.
Well, look, it's the NFL.
Yeah.
I think the Texans are a show. I think the Ravens are a show. I think the Chiefs are a show. I think the Chargers will be a show this year. Jim Harbaugh on the sideline. Justin Herbert is the quarterback. No more excuses. Can you play? You got Bosa on one end, Mac on the other, and you suck every year? What's the matter with you guys? Like, yeah, there'll be great shows throughout the NFL. I don't think any of them has an all-encompassing imprint that the 49ers do.
Yeah, and part of that is the brand, and that's why I think about Dallas and the show that is Dallas, because they are America's team, although they haven't been now for the better part of 25 years, in my opinion, but you still have a quarterback everyone knows, you have a great receiver, and you've got a brand that is an iconic brand, and so Dallas will always be a show.
That's a great point. Absolutely. Dallas is a show. Philadelphia is a show. I think Philadelphia, I saw a story today where Nick Sirianni is like, his seat is not cold. I don't know if it's hot, but like the Eagles, after what they did last year, you know, you go to the Super Bowl, you're like, the Eagles have some Niners and San Francisco Giants, in fact, blended into one, where it's like, you've had near misses. You went to the Super Bowl, you had it, you fumbled it away. And then the following year, you were the big bad boys on the block. And then the Niners came in here, embarrassed you, and you never got your mojo back. And then what did you do? You went out on the offseason and you went boom, bam. You went big name coaching staff. You went Saquon Barkley. We are not messing around. You've got to be good this year. That's where the Giants part mixes in. We spent money, and you've got to be good. If the Eagles have a disappointing year, that's going to be a problem for a lot of people in charge. So that makes them a good show.
It's hilarious that that is the case, because I'm just looking at the last 3 years of Sirianni, and they are 34-17 with a Super Bowl loss. And the Niners the last 3 years are 35-16 with a Super Bowl loss.
The Super Bowl loss.
But nobody's looking at Kyle like he's not even on a seat. He's in a hammock.
Not. Yeah, but those are circumstantially different, because I'd also argue when the Niners didn't make the Super Bowl, they had better years than when the Eagles didn't make the Super Bowl. Like the Niners the year before went to the NFC title game, and many thought they would have at least had a chance to win if their quarterback had two arms, right? So there was that. Also, they're just in a different arc of their timeline.
In a different market too, yeah.
Yes, but I mean, the Eagles have paid their quarterback. They were a veteran team, got a little bit too veteran at the end of last year. Like, they looked old in spots. You know, the Niners are like, we're not paying two receivers. The Eagles are like, we will. You know what I mean? Like, and we're going to add Saquon Barkley. Like, they are all chips, middle of the table for right now. Which the Niners, I feel like, feel that way this year more than they have any other year.
Well, they'll feel that way if they sign Brandon Ayuk. And I know the deal wouldn't kick in till next year, but it feels like if they bring back Ayuk, as they should, and they're going to keep him no matter what. He's on a fifth-year option. But if they signed Ayuk, it would feel a little bit more like all chips in the middle of the table, as opposed to, oh, we're going to let him play it out, and then we'll see, and then Debo can be cut, and then maybe Pearsall and all the rest of it. It feels like the Niners are playing more of a long game, and that's not a bad thing, but it does feel like, to your point, Philadelphia is looking at, you know, year four of Sirianni, like, we got to make this thing pop here soon, or we're going to do something else.
All right, I've had a moment to think about it. The Niners are the best show in sports. The Niners are the best show in sports. They don't, there are individuals who you could put in front of them. You know, we even bringing up the Chiefs. Like, yes, I'd argue there's social media attachment to what's going on there, but like, cutaway to Taylor Swift is not a show. It's a side story. It's interesting. It's fun. It's not like she's performing in between plays. If she were doing songs in between the quarters, then maybe I'd be like, yeah, I think the Chiefs are a better show. She's just up there clapping. Yeah. She's just leaning over to Brittany and sharing a thought or some popcorn. The Niners are the greatest show in sports. They've got the most angst. They've got the most players. They've got the most storylines. They've got that thing. They've got that thing. They've got the traveling fan base. They've got the primetime games. They've got all of it. The 49ers are the greatest show in sports right now.
The Chiefs have 5 primetime games, including the season opener, Thursday against Baltimore,
right,
that you earn when you're the Super Bowl champ. So they'll kick off the year again like they did last year when Detroit beat them. So I think Kansas City's probably the closest thing to it, but I can't refute what you're saying about them being the biggest show in sports.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.